But then slowly over time, I picked up Newcastle work, and that's really been through my Google Ads and the help of you, building on that brand in the way that I've marketed myself. You've picked that up excellently. And basically the way that works is that every sort of month we have a bit of a budget and the ads go out, and it really means that I could stop thinking and worrying about how to get clients because they can kind of come to me. But I think it works hand in hand. You've got to have your website, working well and everything cohesive, in order to get those clients to come across. Because, if you're paying for an ad but you don't have anything to sort of back it up, you're paying for an ad that people will click on and, not be interested in. So, you manage that side, which I don't really understand. It seems very complicated of how to kind of get your ad to show up and what keywords to use and all of that. I don't understand that world, but that makes a huge difference. And then as well, the website, I guess, that I'd created, but then you've also stepped in and said, hey, we need this in your website, we need that on your website, and you've been very generous to make those changes for me. Like, it's always a balance. You get a lot of referral work, because I think a lot of people, when they're charged with an offense, if they know someone else who's had a criminal lawyer, then they will be like, oh, who did you use? And, a personal recommendation, I think, in a lot of areas goes a long way, but in criminal law, definitely. But then a lot of people don't know anyone, or they're too afraid to tell people. So they go onto Google and they find someone that clicks with them. And when my ad pops up, they give me a call, and then, they ultimately refer me on to other people. So it's really both of them work hand in hand. It's been referrals, but also apart from the people I already know in Newcastle, I didn't have a client referral base here. But I've definitely built that up over the last few years.
Yeah, what are the sort of matters that you're usually getting from Google Ads?
So I get a lot of traffic law, which I sort of notice when I kind of go through, my Google rankings for my website and stuff, is that there's a lot more, it seems like there's a lot more competition for traffic law. And so that's why when I was getting a lot of traffic matters coming through, I was a little bit surprised, because I was like, oh, this seems pretty like a pretty competitive market. And the thing with traffic law is you can't get, for the majority of it, you can't get legal aid grants. So people, if they want a lawyer, they have to pay for one. But I get a lot of traffic matters, and a lot of criminal matters as well. A lot of people who are about to be charged, or have just been charged, and getting advice about their matters and sort of retaining there for bail applications and things. I think that people have just been taken into custody, or people who have family members who have just been charged for the first time, as well as people who have been charged with traffic matters. That's sort of a lot of the work I've been getting at the moment. But my scope of work goes from, speeding offences right up to, really serious ongoing criminal matters that take years and years to go through court. So, like I said, there are a few times when people who have just been charged and taken into custody, their family members are quickly jumping on Google, and that's when my ad pops up, and they give me a call. But yeah, it's been a really good mix, and I really like to have a mix of short matters and longer matters. So what I've got through my ads at the moment, I'm incredibly happy with, because it's a great balance for sort of my lifestyle and where I'm at the moment. And
Oh,
like you said,
sweet.
there's not many people out there who are focusing on law, just generally. But I think understanding, there's certain bounds within which to market yourself as a law firm, and particularly as a criminal law firm. You have to be very sensitive, and it's very different. It's not fun or a joke, I think, but there's a lot of marketing at the moment that, can make you feel really comfortable by just being a little bit lighthearted, or, puns and things like that. You can't do that when you're doing my line of work, because it's very serious, and it's literally people's lives that I'm dealing with day in and day out. And so having a specialist like you who understands, you've done a degree, you understand that side of it, but you also understand the marketing. I think that that's why I sort of immediately knew that I could trust you to do it, because I mean, there's no one else who could offer that service. And I was a bit hesitant before coming across you to just sort of pay anyone to do it if they didn't understand that side of it, and how you have to be, sensitive to people and what
Yeah.
they're going through. Definitely use branded services. It definitely
Oh.
takes a lot of stress off and makes running a business very easy. So
Oh.
yeah, it's been
All
great.
right.
Thanks for having me.
Your check's in the mail. Thanks, Zoe, for all the kind
Not a
words.
problem.